Somebody texted me the other day and they were like, E.T., you know, broke my leg. I'm trying to recover. My job made me come back. You know, I think it's time for me to become an entrepreneur. I said, you think? Your leg broken, your company making you come back? So here's the spirit in which I'm speaking today. I want to make sure you're clear. I'm not talking about money. If you care about your family and you care about your family's freedom, then you're going to go get that paper, right? But the problem with some of you is that you think you are freer than what you are and you're not, right? Some of you have like whatever this opportunity is and you got this opportunity and you may have this opportunity and they're paying you once a month, but if they cut that opportunity off, you don't have enough money to live for the next 10 years. Right? And that's a problem. Listen to me. It is a problem. So I'm going to give you all an example. About 4 years ago, my wife was like, you want me to quit? All right, cool. You want me to quit. But if I quit my job, do we have enough money to live? This is what I did, y'all. I looked at how much everything costs for us to live, like my house, everything. And I went 12 times 30. And when I went 1 year, this is how much I need to make, times 30 years, I made all of that money, put it to the side, paid my house off, and told my wife, we got enough money now for the next 30 years. So if anything was to happen, like I could stop working right now, and we could still keep this standard of living. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So that, I don't want nobody in here like, you making a little money and you cocky. No, do you have enough money for the next 30, 40 years? And for some of y'all, you're a lot younger than me. So you need to have it for a lot longer than that. I gave myself another 30 to 35 years. Like I didn't necessarily try to be 110, right? So if you're in your 20s or your 30s and you're trying to make it to 80, that's 50 years, right? So just write that down. How long you trying to be here, right? So if that's 50 years, then it's my responsibility to make sure Didi, to make sure Jalen, to make sure Jada are taken care of. All right, so here's the spirit. And what I want you to think about is as the leader of your home, are your children going to be taken care of or are you going to come up with a whole bunch of excuses? Because your family's success has everything to do with you being successful. All right, so there are two ways to get the bag. So one way to get the bag is self-employed, and the other way to get the bag is an entrepreneur, all right? These are two different things, right? We're going to be teaching today. I'm going to go E.T. Ham in the second half. But the first half, we're going to spend some time. I'm going to break this thing down. So many of you are self-employed, right? That's the first step, right? Okay, raise your hand. You're like, I'm not even self-employed. I work for somebody. Let me see your hand. You work for somebody. All right. So write down, all right, step one, self-employed. That's where I want you to go, all right? Self-employed is number one. So self-employed means that you're going to shift between you and your job. But the problem with self-employed is that you still can't take vacations. Self-employed, you still got to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning. Self-employed, you still got to put 40, 50 hours in, right? So step one, self-employed. Step two is you're going to become a business. So what a business means is that even when you're not physically there, it's still going. Even when your hands are not in it or your wife's hands not in it, when you are asleep or when you're on vacation, the money's constantly coming in. All right, who wants that life? Let me see your hand. Good. Super excited. This is for a group of people that you have what it takes in and of yourself. You realize you're an ATM machine. So I woke up one day and realized that I don't have to work for a job to make money. I've got something in me that can produce money. Does that make sense? Come on, does that make sense? Yeah. Right? So write this down. I'm an ATM machine. All right? I'm an ATM machine. And what I want you to understand is as an ATM machine, I don't want you looking for money externally. When you leave here today, I want you to start looking at money internally. So if you need to make $100,000, you're not going to think of who do I go to make $100,000. You're going to ask yourself, which one of my skill sets and talents do I pull out to make the $100,000? Good. I'm going to say it again because I want to make sure we're clear. I'm teaching today. So you're not going to go, this house that my wife wants costs a $500,000. who can I get to give me $500,000? You're going to go inside and say, which gift do I have that I can unleash that's going to bring us that $500,000? Does that make sense? Good. So we're going to shift from working for somebody. Now, what I want you to do is put a date on it. Now, it doesn't have to, like, we good. Like, there's no emergency. We don't got to get nothing done today. But put a month, a day, and a time, and a year that you will no longer be working for somebody else. Write that down. All right, so what I need you to do for me is that when you say you are an entrepreneur, I need you to be careful. If it's you and your wife doing the business, then that's not the goal. The goal is for you to be a business and to have multiple streams of income. And even when you're not there, the company runs as well as or better than when you were there. Does that make sense? Right? So we're not chasing money anymore. We're chasing our gift, and our gift is going to bring us the money in. I want to make sure we're clear. Are we clear? Talk back to me. Are we clear? Good. So we're not going to go anymore. We're not going to start with $1 million. What we're going to start with is our gift, and our gift will bring us that $1 million. All right. I am an ATM machine. Good. I am an ATM machine. Good. Now don't say it out loud, but look at the date that you wrote down, right? Look at the date you wrote down, and in your spirit, say that date. Good. Now I need you to make a decision. All right. I need you to make a decision. And that decision is, you can either go from working for somebody to being self-employed, go from self-employed to 5 or 10 people working for you. You can go from 5 or 10 people working for you to 50 people working for you, however you want to do it. But the goal is to eventually become a business, right? All right, now I'm going to give you a couple principles. We're going to go on the screen, but here's why this is important. I love my daughter. My daughter came to me the other day, me and my wife, and she's like, okay, mom, dad, you told me that we have a company, Thomas & Thomas. And you said that it's our company, right? I said, yep. She said, how much equity do I have in it? I was like, equity? What does that mean? I told you it's like our family. She said, that's cute, but what's the percentage? I was like, mom got 50 and I got 50. She said, well, that's not my business then. Well, that's what she told me. It's not my business then. That's y'all business. And I have to wait for y'all to decide what I get. I want my own business. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's the mindset that I need. And so the shift that we're going to make right now, the shift is that your gift shall make room for you. So we're not going outside and looking at somebody else's gift to make room for us. No, we about to shift, and I got something for you. So the reason why most of you are not where you need to be economically, because you're counting on another man's gift or another woman's gift to make room for you, and that's not biblical. That's not how it goes. So what do you mean by that? Well, you're working for somebody, and that's that person's gift. And you're working on behalf of their gift, and there's nothing wrong with that. But don't expect to have the outcomes you want when you're in somebody else's gift. Your gift shall make room for you. So then what you need to do, number one, is you need to identify. Now I'm teaching now. Let's go. So the first thing you need to do is you need to identify what your gift or gifts are. And I need you to do an inventory on all of them. I'm talking about if you smile. Hey, man, you need to start smiling for a living. No, you laughing. I'm dead serious. If you are a person that you hear people say, girl, I love your smile, you need to start getting paid for your smile. You need to put yourself in positions, hey, man, that there are entities in the world that physically need somebody sitting there, standing there, smiling when people come in. There are places that people need people who are warm when they walk in. I just looked at some property in San Diego, and all the people when we walked in were warm. Like, we didn't walk into any property and people was like mean mugging us. Like, what? So what I'm saying to you is that your gift shall make room for you. So then how does my gift make room for me? First, I got to know what my gift is. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this is because last year I was so dumb that I was saying I was a motivational speaker. And God was like, why are you mentioning one of your gifts like it's your only gift and it's your best gift? That's not even your best gift. So what I need you to start saying now is that you're a businessman and motivational speaking comes under that. So I did an inventory of all my gifts. And one of my gifts is that I have the ability to recruit. I have the ability to attract the best talent in the world. So I'm doing business now. And when I do my part in the business, I'm attracting people who could go somewhere else and make more money, but they're willing to work for our company because they want to be in relationship with ET. That's a gift that I never used before. I am a businessman. And once I said that, about three or four businesses came out of my mind that never came out of before because I was never saying what my gifts were. I was just saying I was a motivational speaker, and I was saying that because other people call me that. Okay, make sure you caught the first one. What is your gift and what do you identify as your gift? Not what other people are telling you what your gift is. As a matter of fact, when I was a child, they said this was not a gift. They called this a curse when I was in the third grade. And so number one, what's your gift? Your gift shall make room for you. Number two, and we're about to show you the video. Once you know what your gift is, you know what place to position. You know the place to put your gift in. So watch this. Once I realized that I had a gift, I'm doing both for you. I want you to see both of them. So this is a gift, but right here is the gift. Because when I was given my gift, God said, turn all the tremble down and just bring up the bass. So when I speak, it's different when other people speak because of the tone in which God gave me. So the tone not only allows me to speak, but it gives me other opportunities. Yo, what's up? It's your boy ET. Come in. Shh, I got a secret for y'all. Do you understand the difference between success and failure? It's perspective, y'all. Watch this. The wealthy see COVID-19 as an opportunity. All right, the poor see COVID-19 as an obstacle. Do you understand that 95% of the elite, this game time for them. This the finals for them. Like they eating this up, they're excited. This is where they make most of their moves, most of their deals. Why? It's not a traffic jam. So listen to me, we literally bought this property when it was a buyer's market. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We bought 16 acres of land, guys, 16 acres of land for half the cost that it was worth. Why? Because they were trying to get rid of it. And guess what, guys? Oh man, look around. Look at what we have now. All right, so we waited for a recession and boom, we took advantage of the recession. So it's your boy ET. Listen, I'm gonna walk you through the mindset we had. I'm gonna walk you through the skill set we used. I'm gonna walk you through the blueprint we used in a recession to blow up. It's your boy ET. We're gonna give you the skills you need to help you to succeed. All right, so make your next move your best move so you can make the rest of your life the best of your life.